joining us now to talk about Project Keep Kids Warm is Dick Derby once again after all these years. Hello and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. It is wonderful to be here, and it is wonderful to be talking about a program for our area and mostly for the West End schools that so many people have gotten behind and endorsed year after year and supported year after year, the many, many volunteers and now the direct involvement with the school. So there's lots to talk about with the program and how people can continue to help those families that have had some difficulties and issues and make sure that our children have snow pants and jackets and hats and boots and gloves when the winter comes, and I think it's coming.
So. Yeah, it's about to. We're not off the hook like we were last year, but 15 years of this does show this has been successful. This is something that has really resonated with a lot of people.
I think resonated is the word. Many, many people have gotten behind this, and many people have asked the church and asked me when they see me, are we going to do this again this year? And we want to support this, and how do we fund it, and what are the details of how it works? So what we're talking about is the change in the model. We used to collect used winter clothing, and we can't do that anymore because of the continued concerns about COVID and other kinds of things. So we are accepting new clothing at Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming, which is, of course, the church that has been the sponsor of this all those many, many years. But most of the program today is based on fundraising, and then we've got this army of volunteers that work very closely all over the district with the stores that have winter clothing, and they give us very special discounts and other things that make us stretch our dollars a long, long way. And then when that clothing comes in, and we now have a special room that's set up for the church where all the different sizes and by boy, girl are located. We work with school administrators at Ishpeming, Nagani, Nice, Champion, Republic, mm-hmm. Powell Township, all the Head Start programs. And so those school administrators coordinate between the schools and Wesley United Methodist Church and, again, our army of volunteers to bring the orders of what families are looking for, and then we fill those orders and get it to the kids.
So the way it works here is that people can help out by making a financial contribution, and then your team goes out and fills these orders with that money, correct?
Exactly. Yes. And Walt, it's worth emphasizing, and we say this every year, this is a volunteer effort, and 100% of every dollar goes into clothing for Project Keep Kids Warm. There's no administrative fees on this. Yeah. 100%.
And I want to make sure that we don't do a drive-by on this one and point out the fact that you've got some very savvy shoppers in this group.
Yeah. Yes, they are seasoned veterans. And I think it's worth noting when people say, well, what is the impact and how many children have we helped? And last year, there were over 460 young kids that got the snow pants, the boots, and the jackets, and the things that they needed, again, because of the very, very generous donations and contribution and the support of our community.
You know, it's great to have this conversation each and every year about the Project Keep Kids Warm, but there's mm-hmm. a downside. That means winter's on the way.
I know. Dick Derby with us here this morning talking about Project Keep Kids Warm. This is the effort to get winter clothes to kids in need, especially across Western Marquette County. And, you know, Dick, one of the things about it is this runs on donations and contributions. You have some grant support, you have some foundational support, but this comes from the people giving and helping out. How do they do that?
Yes, and let's also, right at the beginning of that, we'll say thank you, because donations have already been coming in, and we are so grateful to the community and the way that they do support us. And so, once again, this is sponsored by Wesley United Methodist Church, and we want to clarify that when you submit or drop off or mail checks, that they have to be made out to Wesley United Methodist Church mm-hmm. and then footnoted that this money is for the Keep Kids Warm project. And those can be sent to P.O. Box 342 in Ishpeming, Michigan, 49849 is the address for our church.
And I'm sure people can contact the church if they have questions. Maybe they want to directly drop it off. They'll have the details with that. But again, you collect the money and then you talk to the school districts. The school districts help coordinate what's needed. You go out and shop. And then what? The volunteers go and get the items. And then what happens?
There's a number of things. This is kind of detail after that. But sometimes the families will come to the church to do their pickups.
Okay.
Sometimes times, and let's look at like Head Start kids who were pretty small and all of a sudden having a great big bag of winter clothes to take with them gets to be difficult. So we get those over to the school, and then the parents, when they come to pick up their kids, will pick up that winter clothing donation. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of mechanisms, but one way or another, the clothing moves as we purchase it, as you said, and fill those orders. Mm-hmm. It gets back to the specific children and fills those needs at the different schools.
So, Walter, why do we love living here?
Because people in our community exactly. do this kind of stuff. And oh, real quick, before we let you go here this morning, Dick, how long does this run, like this campaign effort?
We're October, November primarily. Okay. Right. And we take orders in special situations throughout the winter. But the program, and appreciate this as volunteers, and they can't do this just indefinitely all winter long. Right. Is basically now in the fall. And those letters have already are in the process of going out to the school with the forms and to make the orders and do all those things. So it will be kind of wrapping up around the Thanksgiving period.
Okay. Now, again, how do people get those donations to you for this effort?
And once again, please make the checks out to Wesley United Methodist Church, marked Project Keep Kids Warm, and they can be mailed to P.O. Box 342 in Ishpeming, Michigan, 49849.
Always great to have you in here. Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity, and we want to once again, we can never say it enough, to thank you for the support that we have from our community for Project Keep Kids Warm and making sure everybody has a jacket and snow pants when the snow falls.
Dick Derby joining us here today, Project Keep Kids Warm. We will have all this information and the contact information in particular later on today. Walt, get that posted up at sunny.fm.